Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Into center field, coming on Jake Myers. Astros win 4-3, taking 2 out of 3 in this series from Kansas City. They had to fight from down in this game, 2-0 and 3-1. Blummer, that's a nice series win.
That is. That was a nice series win. That was a nice win last night. And that's two nights in a row where I'm like, this was worth staying up to watch. A walk-off home run from Isak Paredes two nights ago. And then last night, nice little comeback against the Royals bullpen. Astros win 4-3. They take the series from the Royals, which is not insignificant. This is a team that's been a pain in their ass the last couple of years. As we welcome you in on a Thursday, we got NFL schedule stuff to get into. We'll get into that in the next segment. But Seth, last night, a victorious night at the yard. The Astros, we celebrate because A, they're two games over 500 now, and B, they scored four runs last night.
They scored four runs. Anything more than three is big. And it's been a regular occurrence over the last seven games.
It has, yep.
They've been scoring four or more runs quite a few times.
Yep.
Jeremy Pena goes 4-for-4. His fourth hit was the one that put the game ahead.
Yep.
Mauricio Dubon hitting for power last night, as we all expected he would. And Colton Gordon mostly comes out. And I did not see any of the schedule release because I wanted to just be – totally zeroed in on Colton Gordon, and he's got some nastiness to him, Sean.
Yeah.
He's got some nastiness to him. He ends up letting up three runs over the course of four. How many total?
Four and a third, seven hits, three runs. Yep.
Remember, though, that's as many innings as Lance McCullers and Gusto combined gave you three and two games ago.
Yeah.
So this is a team that needed this rookie to go as deep as reasonably possible, and I'll accept it for his first appearance.
85 pitches, 4 1/3 innings. Yeah, like if he were a 4-year veteran, you'd be like, all right, well, this will not stand. This is unacceptable. But for a guy who's coming up from Sugarland, pitching his first game, didn't get out of control. We saw some guys pitch games last year when they got called up, and it was out of control before the Astros even got up to the plate in some of these games. So
yeah, like the first half inning was, oh boy, we're doomed. Yeah,
kept you in it.
There's something to him, man.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly, he throws like as Espada said, he throws a lot of strikes in those first couple innings. Where he gave up a home run and a triple. but he also, like, he was attacking the strike zone aggressively and with precision. Mm-hmm. And it was, it's interesting. Very intriguing young man.
Yeah. So, and he's one of their top prospects. So they got to look at him last night. I mean, that he was not great actually led to the bullpen being probably the collective, along with Jeremy Pena, the four-headed hero in this game. Sean Dubin, Caleb Ort, Brian King, Josh Hader coming in to get the save. They give you 4 2/3 of shutout innings with 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, just 1 hit. The bullpen was excellent. And even the 1 hit they gave up was Dubin giving up a hit that bounced off of second base. It would have been an out to end the inning. Thing bounces off second base, and the Royals score another run on that play. So other than that, was the only hit they gave up, the bullpen, was just that 1 hit that bounced off the bag. So good night for the bullpen. And the bullpen's been excellent all year long, and Josh Hader is an all-star right now. He's 10 for 10 in save opportunities. I guess the question, Seth, without having looked around the league, you know, when the game was over last night at 10 o'clock or whatever it was, and I was still just marking out over the schedule for the Texans, I didn't have time to look up and see how the rest of the shortstops in the American League are doing this year. Mm-hmm. But I just do know that looking at Jeremy Pena, and maybe it's because he stands out like a sore thumb on this team too offensively with now an 840 OPS that he has. But Jeremy Pena, you know, if he keeps this up, will definitely be making conversation about getting into the All-Star game this year.
Well, you know, and yesterday we were having that conversation about, okay, like at what point are you waiting for the Astros to really click and do something? They've been playing 500 baseball largely. Their record is a little bit above 500. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Everything you think about a 500 baseball team, the Astros have looked like it.
Including they don't have a really long winning streak or long losing streak yet this year. It's all just win one, lose one. Win two, lose two. You know, that kind of thing.
That's a big one from the Astros last year where they started their climb out of being 7 games behind a back of 500 on June 19th. And the most glaring difference between this team and that team was, okay, well, that team last year, that roster had Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman on it, right? Yeah, but Kyle Tucker wasn't available for any of the Astros climbing up out of it.
Yep.
Bregman had about an 850 OPS during the stretch from June 18th until the end of August where the Astros established themselves as a playoff team. So Pena playing the way he is, and then the combined presence of Paredes and then Christian Walker at first base, who's just, despite all his early struggles, Christian Walker over anybody who played first base last year.
Oh.
I'm very cool with him. I start to feel like, all right. And then you got to start getting greedy, though.
Okay.
It's not enough to be last year's Astros team. Last year's Astros team wasn't good enough, Sean.
No, and definitely once the playoffs rolled around, they're not good enough. Some of these other guys need to start hitting. You're right. If you go look at Jose Abreu's stats at this time last year, he was barely hitting 100. I mean, Christian Walker is like Albert Pujols compared to what you were getting out of Jose Abreu this time last year.
And it's all gunked up in the AL West right now. The Astros are 1 game back of the Mariners, as are the Rangers, and the A's are 1.5 games back.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're only supposed to call them the A's.
Just the A's.
Callis talked about that on the broadcast last night. You're not supposed to call them the Sacramento A's.
Nope.
But
nope.
You know what? MLB can go pound sand. They're the Sacramento A's until they're the Las Vegas A's. Yes.
Over under a number of times, Callis or Blum says the word Oakland, inadvertently says the word Oakland on the broadcast the first time the Astros play the A's. It's coming up pretty soon. They play the Rangers this weekend. It's coming up pretty soon.
I don't
think
they will at all. They've had time to adjust to it. They've had conversations about the A's, and they'll obviously,
sometimes you just forget, you know. Like you just
Is that game in Houston or is it in Sacramento?
I don't know when they play. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's just it's in Sacramento. It's probably less likely because they're in Sacramento. But
you know, you're really good at knowing all the NFL dates and like what week of the schedule it is right off the top of your head. I'm going to need you to go ahead and do that. In the first series versus the Mariners is at home.
Mariners or A? We're just talking about the A's.
Yeah. That's of course. Yeah. I just wanted you to know about the Mariners
Thank you. Yeah.
The green got me.
Yeah.
I need you to learn all 162 games, the exact.
Oh, for the Astros?
Which number game it is. So the first game versus the Athletics is June 16th in Sacramento.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, that's surprising. Yeah, you're right, man. It's gunked up in the AL period right now. Like there's no teams. The Tigers have the best record in the AL. I don't know. Does anybody think the Tigers are a team that's going to go run away and hide from anybody this year? I don't. They're a good team, but they're not a team where I look at them as like what the Astros were back when they were winning 105 games a year or anything like that. Like, this is – that's the thing. You look at this Astro team, you're like, all right, this doesn't feel like a dominant team. This just – you know, they – offensively, they are challenged, even though they've, as you pointed out, they've played better of late. They've got good pitching. They're very good defensively. And yet, like, all these teams are one tear away from creating a little bit of daylight heading into the month of June. You know, like, it's mm-hmm. they're all these teams are one good week away from creating some space in this thing. So, Astros have the Rangers this weekend. So one of those other three teams you just mentioned, they're going to play in Arlington this weekend. Hunter Brown's going tonight, I believe. And then they've got Seattle at the end of this whole thing coming up here. So this is an important about, you know, 8 to 10 days of baseball coming up for the Astros. Rangers and Mariners coming up here.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I was just looking at Aaron Judge's stats versus Framber Valdez in his career. He hits 143.
Really?
Versus Framber, yeah.
Do you get frustrated when people hail Aaron Judge as just this hitting machine? That is he the greatest right-handed hitter that we've seen since Albert Pujols kind of
thing? He can't. Until he does it in the playoffs, I would say no. I think it's going to matter. It matters in the long term. Obviously, he's a great hitter.
Yeah.
But doing it versus good pitchers in the playoffs, he's been atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a guy in the playoffs. So no, I don't think without playoff success, I don't think that you can put him up in that same category as some of the all time greats.
I like when people do it because it's very easy just to go weaponize his playoff stats and just poke a hole in their balloon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
when
they're posting these
tweets. Even if they win the argument, they're still emotionally deflated.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I, you know, I would submit that until he does it in the postseason, as you just said, I don't even know that you're winning the argument. If you're saying greatest this, greatest that, you gotta do something in the playoffs, man.
And I've told you before, I think in the playoffs is when it's most evident that the question of, wait, why is this guy not playing football instead of baseball? Why is this guy not a defensive end or a tight end? People will say, well, there's more money in baseball, longer career. He was scared to play football.
He's scared.
Obviously.
That's
just the way he pees down his leg in the playoffs.
The money is happenstance. He was scared to play football. It's 6'7" or whatever he is.
I need to go out and find the guy who the first day of Pop Warner practice, you know, he was eyewitness to Aaron Judge crying when somebody hit him. Why'd you hit me?
Yeah.
Why'd you hit me?
Ow!
So it's something that happens with young players sometimes in football is they take it personal. Like, oh, you hit me. And you got to explain to him. Like, no. This is where you learn how to be a man, where you don't care about other people's emotions.
When
okay,
you just want to
injure that person across from you.
Right.
All right.
Right.
This is where. Listen, young man. I can tell by looking at you. You got too much empathy. Just stop it with all the empathy.
That's not going to work. Someone's saying the A's will be in town at the end of May. As an A's fan, I would be at the day game on May 28th. So, yeah. So, either way, they play.
Oh, so I totally screwed that
you
up.
May have right. You may have missed it. Yeah,
You know what? I've already broken our golden rule of me not looking up stats or anything on the
computer.
You've gotten
better, though, because you break that golden rule at times lately. But that's the first episode you've had in a while where you've missed something.
Screwed up twice. I missed the first A's series, and I called the Mariners when I was looking for the A's.
Today,
I got to be careful.
Today might need to be an off day for you. You know what I mean? You can do it during the show, but like in baseball, you need an off day every now and then.
You know what it is? It's because I spent 2 hours this morning kind of going over all the different scenarios and aspects of the NFL schedule.
Yeah.
I was trying to lay off last night so I could pay attention to baseball.
Yep.
And what happens in my brain in these situations is it's kind of like in A Beautiful Mind, you know, where Russell Crowe sees all those figures and everything are all coming together. They never come together in my scenario. They're all colliding against each other. There's a baby in a stroller rolling down a hill at some point. There's a car skidding off the cliffs.
Right.
Everything. I'm thinking about tacos over in this corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. A beautiful mind in its own way.
And mine becomes like a modern art.
It's an impressionist painting, beautiful.
Yeah,
that kind of
just
thing.
Paint splatterings all over the place.
That's right. I think it's beautiful. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. You can weigh in on the text page, 713-572-4610. All right. Schedule's out. Thoughts on the schedule? Were people maybe a little too quick to jump the gun on this aspect of the Houston Texans? We will tell you what that is based on the schedule, and that is coming up next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.